Terrace Talk on Radio Yorkshire with Bill Seymour.
Starting off the second hour of the show there with Ocean Colour Scene. Blast from the past, but what a great song that is. And it's time now to speak quite exclusively, I believe, to the brand new Wakefield Trinity Wildcats head coach. We say good morning, Brian Smith.
Morning, Phil.
How are you today?
Mate, I'm at Blacker Hall Farm right now doing some shopping, trying to get some great English produce to live off for the next week or two.
That's just what you need. It's a massive day tomorrow. You are in charge of Wakefield Trinity Wildcats for the first time at home against Salford Red Devils. How's it shaping up? How's this week gone?
Yeah, it's been uneventful, really. I think everybody made me certainly feel welcome about arrival in a new club and new town, a new place to live. But I feel I've done it before, so I'm a bit of an expert in fitting in fairly quickly. But you can only do that if people are kind and generous, and that's certainly the case at Wildcats. And I enjoyed a couple of beers at the local establishment last night and got to meet some other people and made welcome as well, so I feel really good about it all, mate.
Yeah, fantastic. I've personally, as you will know, I'm the stadium announcer at Wakefield Trinity Wildcats. I have been for the last 6 years, and I came into the club as a Yorkie, as someone from the city of York, not from Wakefield, and the people there really sort of take you to heart, don't they? They bring you right in and look after you, and it makes for a good atmosphere, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah. And it, you know, I think when that happens, it rubs off on everyone. And you know, the players have been very responsive, and we've had a bit of fun, but we've got a bit of hard work done this week as well. So hopefully, we've started the process of trying to get the best out of each other over the next 14 weeks or so.
And this is the crucial thing: moving two matters on the pitch, of course. Wakefield are struggling. It's been a real torrid time for the players on the pitch. I know there's a couple of players have gone. Lapina Pay has gone. I believe Dean Collis now as well has gone back to Australia. Is that right?
Yes. And I think I can tell you exclusively there, Phil, that Jared Semmett has also gone today. He's been in negotiation with the club for quite a few weeks about his future, so that was rounded off or sorted out in the last couple of days. He came in and said goodbye to his teammates today, which was, you know, he did it really in a classy way. So, you know, it does certainly leave us a little bit short because we do have some injuries at the moment. But, you know, I'm really keen to see what our guys have got and how they can respond to the challenge that's there for them, and hopefully we can get ourselves going in the right direction as quickly as possible.
Well, that's what it's all about. Sorry, where has Jared Samet gone, by the way? Has he gone to another club in the UK, or?
I think so, but to be honest, I'm not exactly sure.
Fair enough. That will come out in time, I'm sure. So we've talked there about players leaving the club. What are the plans to get any new players in?
Yeah, well, the plans are to get some new players in. That's it. You've got it.
there's no hints, there's no ideas of who you're looking at or anyone that you're talking to?
No. We like to, you know, do that stuff without too much fuss if we can. And, you know, as I said to you, there's sort of two priorities. And the first of those is for the guys that are there now and me to combine with the other coaches and all the staff at Wakefield to get the best out of each other, so we actually know what we've got, so that we don't duplicate that by bringing in others that do the same job or have the same level of talent. We're looking for, you know, for numbers for sure, but in terms of having enough players on our list, but we want to get the right ones, and we want to get them based around what we've already got.
And that, yeah, it makes sense. You've got the whole team gelling as opposed to bringing in individuals, I suppose.
Well, that's right, yeah. And, you know, as I say, I'm really keen. There's a couple of guys who are younger guys who are going to miss out on our 17 this week, but as I've said to them, they will play, and they will play soon, because I just want to get a look at everybody in this period of time so I know exactly what we've got, and hopefully, you know, we all keep improving while we're doing that.
Yeah, and there's some superb young talent coming through at Wakefield at the moment. The likes of young Jordan Crowther, Tom Johnston on the wing, scored a try last week in the defeat. And there's some good players coming through, isn't there?
Yeah, well, you know, you guys have all seen more than I have and know those guys better than I do. But, you know, I'm the one in the hot seat now. So, you know, I'm the one who's got to make the bigger decisions as we go forward. And certainly that we've got ourselves sort of reaching a peak at the point where the mid-eights competition is going to start. So I want to assess everybody and work out what our best combinations are as quickly as possible towards that end.
That I was going to touch on the middle eights, because this is where this year's Super League format is different to other years. Previously, there hasn't been promotion relegation. This year, at the end of the regular season, it splits into the bottom four of Super League and the top four of the Championship, who then play off in a league format to decide who's in Super League next year and who goes down. It adds an awful lot of pressure to Super League clubs like Wakefield, who are going to be in that bottom four. The big question, Brian, is can you do it? Can you keep them up when it gets to there? Because I mean, that's when the business end of it all happens, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're trying to scare me off. And telling
me not at all, but it is a big task ahead, isn't it?
That is, yes, mate. All jokes aside, that is in this format, it is where the real pressure will be on. And, you know, there's some pressure on all of us all the time. When you're a pro sportsman or a pro coach, you know, you can't hide from that. And if you ever want to hide from it, you know, you're in the wrong profession.
Terrace Talk on Radio Yorkshire
with Bill Seymour.